And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Today's question, it comes to us from a man named Joseph, and his question is worded this way. I was sprinkled for baptism as a baby. Do I still need to be buried in water to be baptized scripturally? Well, someone has done a good deal of teaching with Joseph because he understands that we must do things God's way in order to please him, that there is a right and a wrong way to do things. He also understands that that extends even to baptism, that there's a right and a wrong way. And of course, men teach many different methods of baptism. Which one is right? Because all are not right. Well, the answer to his question is yes, you do need to be buried in water for the remission of sins in order to be baptized scripturally. And here's the reason I say that. It's not because that is my particular opinion or the doctrine of a denomination that I'm a member of, for I'm a member of the Lord's Church, the Church of Christ, and that is no denomination at all. But because the Bible teaches us that there's a right way and a right person to be baptized. First of all, we need to understand that baptism means a burial or immersion. Now, the Greek word that we have is baptizo. And rather than translating that properly, those who translated the King James Version of the Bible changed it. They created a new word in the English language. They took the Greek word baptizo and they made the word baptize, which is just a form of that. It's called a transliteration rather than a translation. Now, in doing so, they neglected what the true English word was that should have been used. The word that should have been used is buried or immersed. We see this also taught to us in the text itself. If we look at Romans chapter 6 and read from verses 3 and 4, Paul says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were," what's the word? Buried. We were buried with him through baptism into death. Paul knows that baptism is a burial. This is the very figure that it was to represent, the burial of Christ, the burial of the old man of sin, that the new man might be raised to live again. We also know from Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 38, that when Philip taught the Ethiopian eunuch, they both went down into the water. Well, he did that because it was necessary to take him into the water in order to baptize, to bury, to immerse him in that water. Now, the second reason that Joseph from Nigeria would need to be baptized scripturally is because as a baby, he is not an eligible candidate for baptism. In John chapter 1, beginning in verse 11, John records that he, this being Christ, came into his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. Before a person believes, he's not an eligible candidate for baptism. A person must first have faith. He must repent, confess his sins, and then he can be baptized into Christ. No baby can do those things. So a person sprinkled was not baptized the way the Bible says to be baptized. A baby is not the proper candidate. So in order to be saved, you would need to be baptized for the remission of sins by being buried in water. I hope you find that answer helpful.